Pete Thornton-Smith, thanks for joining me today. So we're at ChefX, you're an exhibitor. Why are you here today?
To get the name out for the business. I've been here last December, so I'm booked in to do the June one today and December again.
So a repeat booker, yeah.
Yeah, it's just part of the business. You just have to get out there and market yourself.
And any tips then for people who exhibit at events like ChefX? What's the best way to make the most of it?
Well, you have to do a bit of research, find out the sort of people that are likely to be there as delegates, look at who else is exhibiting. And it clearly helps if you're the only one of your brand. So that's something to look out for as well. And obviously get a decent stand together.
Yes, so you look attractive and people come and talk to you.
That's right, that's right.
And what's your business, Pete? What do you do?
I basically protect businesses, mainly SMEs, in terms of their reputation and cash flow.
So what are the most common problems that people come to you with or issues that they have to deal with then?
Basically on two fronts. They're driven by customers. If customers say you must have the standards, quality, health and safety, then that's an obvious driver. But people who are just, shall we be polite and say, disorganised, they realise they need help. And they need somebody from outside who isn't close to the business who can offer impartial advice just to help get their act together.
And how long have you been doing this?
I set the business up 10 years ago, but the consultancy and advisor side has really come to the fore in about the last six years.
And the SMEs you work with, are they Sheffield or are they all over the UK?
They tend to be Sheffield, Humberside and East Midlands, though I have done work abroad, so, you know, clearly if the offer's right, I'm prepared to travel.
Quite, yeah. And so, from your experience, you must have some valuable advice to pass on to people running businesses, running small businesses, running SMEs. Any tips, any top tips that perhaps might have helped you when you started a business, for anyone who's in the position of starting or running a business, any tips or advice?
It's obviously, and I think most people would agree, it's not easy running a business, but one of the hardest things is to admit that you need help. It is so easy to get lost in the detail, the nitty-gritty of day-to-day affairs that you forget the big picture, as they say. So the biggest obstacle I see as I go around is just that desire to get some fresh eyes in to look and advise.
That's great. Well, thanks very much for that. Those sage words, Pete, and I hope ChefX is a huge success for you again.
Thanks ever so much.
So, Tracy Viner of the Cathedral Archer Project, thanks for joining me.
Good morning.
So, we're here at ChefX. You're exhibiting.
Yes.
And you're taking a look around, talking to other exhibitors as well. Now, yes. Why, first of all, is Cathedral Archer Project here today?
Because it's something special about the exhibition. It's a friendly one. We wouldn't normally take a trade stand at an exhibition. We probably usually just visit the stands. But it's about being seen and people knowing that we're there and coming up to say hello. It's about being with friends here today, really.
And cementing those relationships with existing friends who've supported you,
I suppose. Part of that, and it's about reminding people who we are, we're part of the community, we're in the city centre, and a lot of charities now are actually little businesses, in as much as they have to build their relationships, they have to keep them going, and looking after the people that support them. And this is part of that as well, so it's letting people know what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Yeah, so it's visibility, it's relationship development, progressing,
yes.
And so
it's
on.
It's the same as everybody else does with their marketing, and we have to do that, otherwise we don't get the donations and we don't help the homeless adults. So
absolutely. Yeah. So this is vital in terms of helping your group of recipients, in terms of the people who you support, homeless adults in Sheffield.
Yes, absolutely.
And we've had a lot of businesses on this radio show coming and talking about how important it is for businesses to put something into the community, to do something here,
yes,
in Sheffield. So they genuinely want to make a difference, but as you say, they also want to get back. Some of those businesses will want to get some exposure and recognition.
Yes. What we try and do is come up with an offer for each individual business that suits their needs. So we've got a range of things that different ways people engage, from volunteering through to being a member of our breakfast club, to sponsorship of different things, or getting involved in events. And we will try and work with them and find out what their needs are and where possible given the profile. So we've got a good social media following, but also we do as much as we can with the local media, such as yourselves, to try and talk about the different organisations that do help us, because we couldn't do our work without that, and it's really vital. I want them to feel valued as well. It's the payback, and we know we've got to do that bit as well.
Absolutely. It's crucial in terms of giving them the recognition for all the support that they're working with you to give.
Yes, and we try and give them the feel-good bit. So sometimes it's certificates, sometimes it's a personal thank you note, but what we can do. And again, we tailor it where we can, try and make it as personal as possible.
Super. Well, Tracy, have a really productive and successful day at ChefX. Thanks very much for joining me today.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you.
You too. James Begin, Steel City Marketing, thanks for joining me. How's ChefX for you so far?
I think it's looking like a good event so far. I think there's an absolute flood of exhibitors that all look busy. There's constantly somebody on every stand having conversations. Looks as though some decent business being done. What's interesting is that the people have made a nice effort to make their stands stand out, as it were. And there looks to be a good flood of delegates coming through the door.
And of course, your own business, Steel City Marketing, you help people to maximise the effect of exhibiting, and with your promotional items as well, to give people something that remind their customers and their potential customers where they are, who they are, branding.
Yeah, so definitely. The best way to describe that is that the literature that somebody takes away is obviously the full picture, whereas the backup can be an item that sits on somebody's desk or sits in their car, depending on what your target audience is and what the product that you're selling is all about. It also can be a valuable tool for when you land on a stand, getting your team to use one of the promotional items to engage with the visitor and also to maybe get some information. So target that person, finding out whether they're potentially a good client for you, capturing some data, all in exchange for something that they can take away with them and use.
And pens, mugs, they've been perennial favourites at exhibitions and events, boxes of mints. What have you seen, though, in terms of promotional items that are new and emerging and proving to become getting more and more popular?
You're absolutely right. I think there's some stock items that people tend to drift towards, which is absolutely fine, and they're always winners. But I think at the moment what we're seeing is people leaning towards technology. The mobile phone and tablet area is big for new items and innovations. Power banks, for example, because our phones aren't lasting an entire day. Clearly, everybody's running out of juice at some point, so having a power bank that's full of charge, operating as an external battery to recharge your phone or tablet is a fantastic item to give away, worth every penny. Also, we've got a big coffee culture in this country that's emerging, and some of the travel mugs not only allow you to get some money off if you take them into your high street coffee shop, but also keeps your coffee warm in the office. There's spill policies at work, so you've got a lid on those. So coffee culture, technology, anything in that area is becoming really big.
Well, James, you're going to be coming back on my radio show in July, so we're going to find out more about Steel City then. Meantime, thanks for joining me today.
No problem, thank you.
Kate Fairbairn, thanks very much for joining me. So tell me about your business and why you're here at ChefX.
Well, I work for a company called Eurochange. We're a financial services company. What we deal with primarily is foreign exchange. We have just over 100 retail branches throughout the UK, and we're a rapidly expanding company. We actually have two branches here in Sheffield, one in Pinstone Street and one in Meadowhall. And the reason we're here at ChefX today is just reach out to the local community, tell people where we are, what we do as a business. We're quite open-minded today, obviously, in an event like this. You meet lots of different people who are here for various different reasons, either for business or their own personal reasons. So I've been at this event before. I've always found it a good one to attend. So I'm just hoping, you know, to be successful.
So you attended as a delegate before, and this first time as an exhibitor?
Yes, that's right. Yes, first time Eurochange have been here as an exhibitor.
But, but you knew what you were coming along to.
I did. Yes.
Saw the success of the last two.
That's right. Yeah, yes, and I believe there's 900 people registered for this one, so I believe it's one of the biggest of the three that they've done so far. So
excellent. Good. Well, looking like a really busy stand. Lots going on here to tell people about you and what Eurochange does. Where can our listeners find out more about you?
We actually are online. We have a website. If they find us on eurochange.co.uk, they'll be able to see our exchange rates. We also offer a corporate business service for sending and receiving international payments as well. We also display rates on that on our website for that as well.
So really, really helpful for businesses who are trading internationally.
Of course, yeah. Any businesses with interests overseas that have a need to either send or receive travel money to pay for suppliers, that kind of thing, or even a holiday home abroad. We also deal with personal clients, then obviously Eurochange would be good for them to look us up.
That's great. Well, thanks for joining me today, Kate.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So, Nicola Hill of Gem Vending. We're at ChefX and you've got a really popular stand because you're giving coffee to people. People are making a donation to a charity, and we'll talk about those causes in a moment or two. But tell me a little bit about Gem Vending.
Yeah, Gem Vending, this is the second year that we've done ChefX.
Yeah.
It proved very popular for us last year. We're based in the heart of the East Midlands in Nottingham, and we've been going now for over 40 years. The mainstay of what we do is vending machines, so coffee machines, snack machines, cold drinks. But last year we got the opportunity to work with an American company called Keurig, and we're launching their new product into the UK. So that's a small coffee capsule machine, and we thought that ChefX was a really good platform for that. It's aimed at small businesses from 1 to 15 staff.
As you mentioned, you've been at ChefX before, so you know the kind of audience that's here, and that audience is perfect for your new launch. So what is it about ChefX then?
The attraction to small businesses.
Yeah.
It's businesses that are trying to grow, trying to develop, trying to get off the ground. A real mixture of that. And we fit very nicely into that middle ground. We're here and we're happy to see larger companies. And there is a few of those today. But the mainstay is the smaller businesses that are looking to have coffee to enhance their offering to their customers and to their staff.
Great, and so this new product allows them to do that, presumably in an affordable way.
Yeah, it's in small capsules, and there's a range of very good filter teas by Twinings. We have the new Starbucks capsules as well, which is proving very popular to have Starbucks in the workplace. And they don't pay for any overheads on the machines. All they do is choose the products they like, and they pay for the coffees that they want to offer to people.
So those small businesses that are listening to this programme like the sound of that, they can get in touch with you at Gem.
Yeah.
Find out more at the website?
Either via our website or to contact us directly at our Nottingham office, and we can either talk to them over the phone or we can send somebody out to see them.
Excellent. And worth mentioning as well that you're here raising money for some causes. People are coming up getting a free coffee, but they can make a donation to charity.
Yeah, one of the things we're very proud about at Gem Vending is the quality of the tea that we produce. It's often the underdog of vending, and it's not always that nice. In our vending machines, it is absolutely excellent quality. We buy all our tea from Rwanda, and when we were visiting the tea plantations and tasting the tea, it was then that we found the orphanage, the Knoll Orphanage, and our MD and his wife are very passionate about that cause and visit the North Orphanage 5 or 6 times a year and stay for a number of weeks. So they practically help out as well as financially helping out. So we're here to give away free tea and coffee today, and anybody that wants one, come and join us. But what we will ask is that people make a donation to the charity so that we can continue to do the good work that we do for the Knoll.
This is a fantastic cause. And the charity itself then?
The Knoll, it's the Point Foundation, and the orphanage is the Knoll Orphanage in Rwanda.
Wonderful. Okay, well, really best of luck in terms of raising money for them and awareness. That's a fantastic tale as well. And lovely to know about how you source your tea. I mean, that's brilliant. Hope ChefX is a huge success for you once again. Nicola, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, and thank you for visiting the stand.
So I'm here with Kevin Bennett of Business Sheffield. Kevin, you're involved in ChefX as a supporter, a sponsor this year.
Yep.
What is it about ChefX that led you to get involved?
I think we just thought it's a great opportunity. It brings together lots of small businesses operating in and around Sheffield, lots of professional service providers as well. And it's just a great opportunity to get in, spread the word about Business Sheffield and the services that can benefit these businesses and others that aren't here. So it's just a good initiative and one we're keen to support.
And I've just been in a session that Business Sheffield's advisors were in, talking about the range of support that you offer to businesses of all sizes, from startups and social enterprises through to large businesses, massive businesses, and of course all the inward investment that you do.
Yep.
But a lot of listeners might not necessarily be aware of the whole scope of what you offer. So what's the best gateway point for them?
The best gateway is actually there's the website, which is welcometosheffield.com/business, www.welcometosheffield.com/business.
Kevin, thanks very much for joining me today.
That's okay, you're welcome.
So, Andy Hanselman, why have you come to ChefX?
Just to see what's going on. It's great to see lots of different businesses getting themselves out there, and I think it's good to see, particularly something that's independent and supporting independence, make it work.
And this is the third ChefX now. Do you think it's growing and getting better?
There certainly seems to be a lot more exhibitionists here. Is that the right word? Exhibitions.
Are you an exhibitionist?
I'm not this time, no. But it's just great to see. So, yeah, there seems to be quite a good buzz about it.
There is a buzz, yeah, absolutely. Now, you're famous for 3D business and thinking in 3D. So do you go around and help people here?
I don't offer advice unless it's asked when I'm at places like this. But it never fails to amaze me how many people are clearly up for engaging with people as they walk past, and some that aren't, and they're the ones that stand out.
So that's an odd thing, isn't it, to come to an event and not engage? That's an odd thing to do.
It is. Yeah. Equally, I think sometimes people are put on the stands that don't necessarily want to do it or know what they're doing there. I'm not sure about exactly here, but I see it at lots of conferences and exhibitions all over the place. But here, I think there's some great people doing some, you know, interactive and interesting stuff.
There are some really interesting things going on. So yep. I suppose a tip from you, from all your many years in business, if people are thinking about exhibiting, whatever the event, the next ChefX, of course, in December or other events, how do they make their exhibition stand out?
Work out what you think your dramatic difference is, and find ways to demonstrate it, whether that's the individual itself, where they interact with people, or whether it is something a little bit quirky that makes you stand out.
That's great. Andy Hanselman, thank you.
Thank you.
Jennifer Salt, Superfast South Yorkshire.
Hello.
Tell me about Superfast South Yorkshire. What are you doing at ChefX, and who are you trying to talk to?
Superfast South Yorkshire is a government scheme that's got two branches. One is the rural scheme, one is the connected voucher scheme. The connected voucher scheme is what we're mainly here to talk about today, offering businesses across South Yorkshire £3,000 grants, up to £3,000 grants, to get their business connected to the internet.
And so you're meeting businesses here who could benefit from those grants?
Yes, we are.
So lots of people wouldn't know that there's a £3,000 grant available.
No, not yet, I suppose. That's why we're here.
That's really interesting. And what do people have to do to be eligible?
They need to be a SME. Yep. So they need to fit the small to medium enterprise criteria. And then it's pretty much straight away from there. You can apply for the scheme on our website, which is vouchers.superfastsouthyorkshire.co.uk. Check if you're eligible and go through the application process there.
And how long does it then take?
It can be very quick. It can be a month.
Excellent. Well, Jennifer, thanks very much for talking to us telling us about Superfast South Yorkshire.
Thank you.
Okay, so Philip Evans of Enable Finance, thanks for joining me here.
Pleasure.
At ChefX. How's it going for you today?
It's great. It's always good to join and support a local business expo. We're in the space of funding businesses, so it makes sense for us to be here, and we like seeing clients come down here.
And I notice you're talking about business loans, peer-to-peer lending, crowdfunding, asset finance, working capital, whole range of different types of finance options for businesses.
Yeah.
Now, is this a sphere that is growing, the so-called perhaps alternative finance? Is it no longer alternative?
Very much so. It is. It probably represents 95% of our overall lending in a month. Is what's classed as alternative finance. However, it's now not that alternative, and more often than not can be cheaper or better value for money than what's traditionally given to the client from a bank off the high street.
So how would you advise a client to become, say, investment ready or ready to secure peer-to-peer lending or loan or other finance that you offer? What should they do before they come to you?
Absolutely. Good question. It's really important that they get their financial data in a reasonable shape, at least 3 months up to date. So do they keep management accounts? Well, they may not, but can they download their bank statements? Have they got online banking? Can we get access to see what their financials are? And get a copy of their full account, and just get all their financial details together. And secondly, what's also important is the directors and shareholders, are there any derogatory information lodged at any credit reference agencies that is maybe wrong or old and historic that perhaps could be cleared up before they come and talk to us? And we can help people with that as well, of course.
That's great. Well, sage words, excellent advice there, Philip. We're going to get you back into Business Live on Sheffield Live in the future to talk in more depth about finance and business. Thanks for joining me at ChefX today. So, Damien and Mark Stenton of Ringing Low Archery, how's ChefX been for you?
Good. Yeah, no, it's been really good. We've been pretty busy, really, with people calling in, and obviously it's been attracting people looking a bit different and a bit novel, so yeah. Yeah.
Quite. So it's really interesting to see these bows and arrows here at a business exhibition. So what was the purpose of coming along today?
We wanted to really extend into corporate entertainment, a bit of business sort of entertainment groups from there, incentives for groups within the business and things like that. So pick up from that.
So meet the business community and talk about how this could be.
Yeah. I mean, basically, the thing about Archie is anyone can do it. You know, it's male and female orientated, unlike traditional things like go karting and paintballing, which tend to be male orientated things for businesses. With you know, male and female employees and customers, it's something that everyone can do, Archie. And you know, on top of that, you can build in things like knife throwing, axe throwing, which is something which we can offer as well. So
people must be quite interested in something different to...
Yeah, exactly. It's just completely different to what generally a team building or a corporate event is. It's, you know, it's different. Everyone can get involved. And usually everyone has great fun and entertaining for all, really.
So you're here today to meet people who will be interested, and how's it been going to date with the business in terms of getting the corporate market?
It's been good. I mean, we've generally had, you know, we've not put a great deal of marketing into the corporate business. We've generally had people come across us from our website, etc. So we've done quite a few bits and pieces of corporate bookings, but it's just something that we're quite busy on generally on our weekends with our regular archery sessions, but it's something that the business side would like to move into and offer it to companies and businesses, really.
And archery was a natural progression from the business in terms of horse related.
Yeah, well, where it came from really was I started doing the martial sort of mounted sports, which is tent pegging and archery and things from there. People wanted to learn how to do that on horseback, so I did my coaching for the archery and started teaching them on the ground, and they enjoyed it and wanted to carry on the ground and went from there as well. So, I mean, from that we've also built in the tomahawk throwing, the knife throwing, rifles, crossbows and bits and bobs with that as well. So it's an all-round sort of entertainment package for people at the same time.
So brilliant. There's loads of people to do and to enjoy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's superb. Great. Well, Damien and Mark, Ringing Low Archery, thanks for joining me.
Great.
Been a pleasure. Thanks very much
nice
indeed.
To meet you. Cheers.